Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly time machine into days of futures past. Featuring folk, jazz, easy listening, classical rock, indie pop, lo-fi, and privately released music, and a variety of genres from wax cylinders through music being released next week. At the Radio Thrift Shop, you'll find 33s, 78s, 45s, and 8-tracks on our shelves, a few reel-to-reels, some cassettes, and homemade releases on CD, tape, and vinyl. Radio Thrift Shop is analog culture for a digital world. Well, recently we lost the guitar genius of John Renbourn. John was born in 1944 and he passed away on the 26th of March 2015 at the age of 70. Now, John was famous for being part of the supergroup Pentangle with Burt Jansch, but John Renbourn also played with artists such as Robin Williamson, Wiz Jones, Doris Henderson, and a wide variety of folk, rock, and jazz musicians from around the world. John's discography included the album Another Monday in 1967, Sir John a Lot Of in 1968, The Lady and the Unicorn from 1970, The Hermit from 1976, A Maid in Bedlam from 1977, The Nine Maidens from 1986, and many other recordings, including Live in 1978, and John Renbourn and Stefan Grossman, also in 1978. John Renbourn is one of my personal all-time favorite guitarists. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from John, starting off with a piece from his Black Balloon LP, The Mist-Covered Mountains of Home.
Thank you.
to extended pieces by John Renborn here on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was Sidi Brahim, and before that we heard The Mist-Covered Mountains of Home, The Orphans, and Tarbolton. Rest in peace, John. The shining tones of your music will be missed.
It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. This is Tom Rowe reporting radio news about radio waves for Wave Farm Radio. The National Association for Amateur Radio reports a record number of amateur radio licenses in the United States, with 726,275 radio amateurs in the Federal Communications Commission's Universal Licensing System database at the end of 2014. Quote, over the past decade, the number of amateur radio licenses in the ULS database grew by some 8.1%, unquote, according to the ARRL. All those amateurs could be lobbying Congress for the Amateur Radio Parity Act of 2015, House Bill 1301, introduced into the U.S. House of Representatives last week. The bill, sponsored by 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats, would amend Part 97 of the Amateur Service Rules, forcing local towns to recognize the value of amateur radio over homeowners association regulations and deed restrictions, often referred to as covenants, conditions, and restrictions. Many municipalities and planning boards do not want antenna towers attached to homes, even though they are used in emergency communications. An identical bill failed in 2014, but the ARRL says they have more support this go-round. David Morris in the Huffington Post reports that radio waves and local rule also clashed in the FCC's February 28 decision about municipal broadband. On the same day the commission made net neutrality the law of the land, the FCC struck down state laws that prevented Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Wilson, North Carolina from extending their publicly owned broadband networks to surrounding communities. Quote, the FCC's decision affects just those two states' laws, but will undoubtedly become a precedent to evaluate most of the other 17 states' restrictions on municipal broadband, unquote, Morris wrote. Republicans, usual proponents of home rule, immediately introduced a bill stripping the FCC of its authority to make that call. Last year, Republicans tacked on an amendment to another bill that would have prevented the FCC from taking up the issue. Republicans voted 221-4 in favor of that amendment, which later died in the Senate. And so for now, it looks like local municipalities may be able to create their own cheaper broadband networks, but who knows for how long. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wave Farm Radio.
The haunting opening notes of Mike Oldfield's 1973 album, Tubular Bells, are well known to millions worldwide. The first time I heard this record, I was completely floored, and I think I listened to it about 7 times or so the same day. Blew my mind. So we're very familiar with the opening theme, but do we know how it actually closes? Or how it originally closed, or was intended to close. Mike Oldfield recorded an ending to Tubular Bells of Sailor's Hornpipe, a traditional folk tune, with some unusual narration to go with it. However, that didn't make it onto the original version of Tubular Bells, but I'm going to play that for you now. So this is the ending of Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells, Sailor's Hornpipe, featuring Vivian Stanshall.
The home, from the outside, an ordinary house. A great house, true. 483 rooms. Each one with its own marble wash basin and douche, bidet, as it may. But inside, and the positions are reversed. A human failing, some say a disease, but a disease that Sir Francis Dashwood knew and used well. Upstairs, inside, and a revelation. It's a discotheque. No. There are paintings. Real. And look here. A rare 17th century masterpiece. And if I can scrape a little of it off, beneath, I can find hidden 14th century underpiece, made entirely of tiny pieces of eggshell. This lewd work has caused controversy in the world of embroidery and anthropology. No, I'll say it again. Anthropology. Quite possibly make an anthropol. No, I mean an apologe. It has enthralled distinguished professors, and in layman's language, is blinking well baffled. But to be more obtusely, buggered if I know. Yes, buggered if I know. And that's all we've been so far from experts in 14th century painting, Renaissance greengrocers, and recently revived members of the public. Buggered if I know. Vivian Central, about 3 o'clock in the morning, Oxfordshire, 1973. Good night.
Listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Music you won't hear anywhere else on your radio dial.
For words to build a frame, tears began to fall because she don't understand. She feels that love and life has passed her by, left her out in the cold. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man who don't understand. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man you don't understand. Mom and Dad try to help you, bring you happiness and love. She turns her head and walks away. Nobody can deny that love can pass you by. Sunny days are feeling down. When he's around, you're alive. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man you don't understand. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself for a man you don't understand. Still a young country girl, still have a lot to see in this world. She turns her head and walks away. Nobody can deny that love can pass you by. For a man who don't understand. She feels a victim of love who was born to lose. Don't hang yourself over a man who don't understand. Oh.
so mean. You left me here to die, to die.
Gone for a little while. She spent her days to please us, and we pay her with a cry. But now our way of living, we are children when we die. Little feather, keep on smiling, some more moments for your dad. Your mama was a dreamer for the things we never had. You'll soon be big feather, you'll be growing to a man. Don't forget what mama told you, this is still your native land. Little flowers and daisy rails tickled our feet as we strolled along on that morning where little feather's mama slept. I was feeling very low, little feather didn't know that heavy secret in my soul I always kept. I've been waiting for a year when he'd shed a morning tear for a mama that we lost at 24. It's not wrong to shed a tear, it's not wrong to share a tear as we sat by the squeaking swinging door. Little feather in the corner, give your papa a little smile. Don't call for your mama, cause she's gone for a little while. She spent her days to please us, and we pay her with a cry. But now our way of living, we are children when we die. Little feather, keep on smiling for a moment for your dad. Your mama was a dreamer for the things we never had. You'll soon be big feather, you'll be growing to a man. Don't forget what mama told you, this is still your native land.
Music from the compilation Native North America Volume 1, Aboriginal Folk, Rock, and Country, 1966 to 1985, released on Light in the Attic Records. We started that set off with Brian Davey and Dreams of Ways. Then we heard Ernest Monius with Tormented Soul, Eric Landry, Out of the Blue, Morley Loon, and finally Peter Frank with Little Feather. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. If you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, or online at classicalwscs.org, or if you're listening on the Global Voice or on WBCQ shortwave, 5110 kHz, you can contact me by snail mail, postal mail. That's it, real mail, folks. I much prefer letters to email. The address is DJ Frederick, Radio Thrift Shop, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. That's DJ Frederick, Radio Thrift Shop, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278. And I promise that I will respond.